going to get your email.
This is Dave.
Hey Dave, it's Tyler.
Hey Tyler.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. So I just got the online web application here for you. I see you were interested possibly in the working capital programs that we have here. If I could just confirm some quick information here on the file, we can kind of dive into what we were looking to do. But can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
1259 Cross Keys Road, Shelbyville, Kentucky, 40065.
Okay, and then as far as like the business classification, are you guys a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. And then how long have you guys been in business over there?
Under current ownership since 2010. I've always been a full partner, and we've been in business since 1999.
Okay, so 1999 is when you started, but it's been under your name since 2010?
Well, it's been totally under mine and my wife's name. Since 2010. I had a partner previously and I bought her out.
Okay. I got you. Perfect. Yeah. And then you said the 502-777-8316 is the cell there for you?
Yes. That's the best number to call me on.
Perfect. Yeah. So I know you said you put a working capital there. What were you maybe looking to do there? And I can maybe point you in the right direction there for what we have available.
Okay, what I'm looking to do is pay off some cash advances that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And have enough money left that I can use for cash flow.
Okay.
Okay. What I do, so you understand, is I publish a direct mail magazine, and every 8 weeks I come up against a postage bill and a printing bill that's over $100,000. And although I can work with my printer, you can't work with the post office and. That's a good part of it. That's $50,000 per issue.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And so, basically, how much in cash advances did you need to pay off?
Well, I've got probably about $180,000 right now is what's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm looking to do is break away from those. I don't like those. They're killing me. They just put you in a position where you need another cash advance.
I see. Kind of digging yourself.
They really do. Yeah, they really do.
Okay. And then so.
Longer term, I won't even consider another cash advance.
I gotcha. As far as the $180,000 outstanding there, that's on the cash advances. And then you said you wanted some additional capital there for the direct mail magazine, or was there other usages?
Correct.
As well?
So I'm going to use it for the magazine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use it to supplement my receivables so that I can pay my bills when I'm supposed to pay my bills and not have to get a cash advance. I've got another postage bill I'm going to have to pay about mid-November for our December magazine. And quite often my receivables don't catch up, or they're not there in time, or these cash advances, with the money, the daily pulls that they take, it makes it almost impossible for me to get enough money in there.
Of course. On the direct mail magazine, how many are you guys shipping out there every 6 to 8 weeks?
290,000.
Wow. And these are like subscribers you have, or are these just...
It's an advertising magazine. So the magazine is fully supporting by advertisers. There's no editorial in it. It's strictly ads and coupons. And we work with businesses in Louisville, Southern Indiana, and surrounding counties.
Okay. And so as far as a total number there, did you have a ballpark number there you were trying to shoot for there?
Well, the number that you guys mailed me was 250,000.
Correct.
That would work for me. That would pay off everything that I have, and it would leave me money in the bank. And what really attracted me was the terms.
Correct.
I'm looking for a longer term loan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the term lengths, they're anywhere from 3 to 36 months. First timers usually get in the 6 to 24 month range. I would say it's usually the average.
Six months not going to do me any good. I'll be in the same position.
I got you. You want to shoot for that
12 months. Yeah, I need a longer term. And, you know, I've been doing this. You guys can check my UCC filings. I've been taking these cash advances for a considerable period of time. I've never had a negative note in my bank. I've never had, you know, anything turned back, turned away. Never had an NSF check ever.
Okay, okay.
So I'm looking for a bank that I can work with long term, you know, that's, you know, not looking to make these outrageous amounts of money that the cash advance companies are looking to make.
I got you. Yeah, you know, with the working capital, it is an unsecured cash loan. So I mean, it's not going to be, I would say, the cheapest thing. But if you have these opportunities here, you want to clear up these cash advances, get you some more capital there to get these direct mail magazine going and up and up. It's definitely something we can help you out with. As far as figuring out kind of a range there of what we can free up for you, it is mostly based off of your gross annual sales. Do you know what you did last year in sales?
About $1.1 million.
1.1 mil. Okay. Okay. And then how are you guys training for this year? Are you guys on track to do about the same?
Yeah, we're tracking right at about the same thing. We've done pretty much the same numbers every year for years and years and years. I can't make my magazine any bigger because it would change my postal rates, but we sell out our magazine on every single issue.
Okay. So I'm trying to get a picture here. So you send the direct mail magazines every 6 to 8 weeks. You send out about 290,000.
Every two months.
And what kind of return there? How much does that cost you, and how much do you usually see back on that?
We have about $200,000 in sales on each magazine, and it costs us about $120,000 to mail it.
Okay. Cost $120K. Okay. So here, this is what I'm thinking here. As far as the working capital is concerned, as far as what we would be able to free up for you, you're probably sitting in the, I would say, anywhere from the 90 to 125,000 that we could free up for you. It is based off the top line there, so that's probably kind of what you're sitting in. But the good news is here is you're looking for something long term. You're looking to build that relationship, and we offer refinancing options about halfway through, however long a term you choose. So let's just say hypothetically, you get an 18-month term, a year and a half. At about 9 months in, we look at refinancing options where we can get you more capital, better rates and better terms. It's all about just getting your foot in the door, proving you can make those payments, and if you can do that, it opens up a lot more opportunity for you.
Well, the only way that I'm going to be able to do that is if I don't have to use that money to pay off cash advances. You know, if I can take that money and let it sit in the bank and use it the way I need to use it, then I'll be fine. But if I'm going to be forced to pay back cash advances, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's not going to do me any good.
Some of the programs have that speculation. Others don't have the payoff for it. So that's something we can definitely look at. How many of these cash advance loans do you have? You have three of them?
Yes.
And are they all around the same balance there, or some close to being paid off?
Well, the two of them will be paid off in January. One of them will be paid off in April.
Okay, so is the one in April the largest amount, I'm assuming?
Yes, that's with Rapid Advance.
That's with Rapid, okay. So that's definitely something we can look at. And as far as the approval process goes, this will kind of clear things up. It's just three things that we look at. It's just a one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Yep.
Okay, so then we would need a 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we would just need kind of like the balance statement on the three cash advance loans that you have.
Well, I can give you numbers, but I don't get statements. They don't give you statements. So
okay.
I can give you numbers. I mean, I can actually call and get the numbers for you. But,
yeah, if they're able to.
They won't do a payoff until we're ready to pay off. So.
Okay, yeah, as long as maybe when you first took on the loan, it's had like the basically the structure of it as much as like total and your payback.
I have all that.
Okay, yeah, we would just need that with the other three things. But once you get that over to me, I can usually get you an answer right around 24 hours as far as what approval you're going to be looking at. And then basically underwriting department sets up a call with you. They'll break down all your terms. If it makes sense, we can get you funded in just about 24 hours after that. So we are able to move quick. It allows you to take advantage of this opportunity immediately. And it allows you to get that capital that you need to get this going again. Did you have a ballpark of when you were looking to bring this on? Was this something as soon as possible?
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to do a big deal, which is what I really need. So if we're doing a smaller deal and I don't have to pay off cash advances, mm-hmm. I don't really need the money until second week of November.
Okay, second week of November. Okay. Well, the good news, too, is once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So you don't have to pull the trigger right then and there. You'll kind of know what you're working with. And it's just kind of some good knowledge there for the back pocket as well. But what we can do is definitely look at, like I said, you're going to probably be in the 85 to, I would say, 120 range would probably where we could probably start you off with. You know, you use that, utilize it. You're able to turn a profit there maybe on some of those direct magazines. And then we can also look at possible refinancing options where we can get you an even larger amount at better terms and rates there for you. I have down the email is cca@twc.com. Is that the best email there?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so what I'll do, David, is I'm just going to shoot this over. It'll have the list there of what we need to get the approval going. When do you think you might be able to get this back to me?
I probably won't be until morning.
Okay, no, that's fine. As soon as you get
it
over.
I was leaving the office. So.
Yeah, no worries. No rush on that. I'll maybe give you a call here tomorrow afternoon if I don't hear back just to see if you had any questions. But as soon as you get that over, I can get it to underwriting, and then we can see what kind of approvals we'll be working with.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me while you had me on the phone there, Dave?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'll get this email going now, and hopefully we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No worries. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.